The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, says the high rate of accidents on roads are the result of indiscipline and human errors by drivers and pedestrians. He therefore stressed the need for massive education, especially on the N1 highway, to reduce carnage. Mr. Gidisu said it is not too late for intensive education and pledged his ministry support. He stated this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News.
The rates of accidents that we have on our roads, one would say that almost 90-95% of them could be attributed to human error and, for that matter, indiscipline on our roads. I would want to agree with my earlier colleagues who have spoken on the issue about the need for education. Unfortunately, we did not go ahead of the commissioning of the project with that aggressive education that we are all agreed upon that there is a need to embark upon now. That in itself made it quite unfortunate that for now we all realize that there is a need to intensify education, more especially when we all were used to those smaller highways like what we have on the high street in Accra and settled area whereby people could easily afford to walk across the streets. If you look at the situation we have on the N1, it's completely different, that there is a need for us to go back and pursue that aggressive education. I think I will throw my weight behind it. But
you talked of road indiscipline. How do we deal with it?
That is what they have talked about, that life has no spare parts. And if you look at the fact that a lot of the accidents could have been prevented if people were disciplined.
Of the Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu. Still on roads, Deputy Director in charge of Research, Monitoring and Evaluation of the National Road Safety Commission, Rudolph Beckley, says his outfit, together with the MTTU and AMA, are educating the public on how to use the N1 highway. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
The lane was a single lane, and therefore people are used to some crossing behavior or pattern. Now this crossing behavior has changed because of what? The current situation where we have about 6 lanes. So definitely the crossing behavior must automatically change. If I'm crossing a single lane, if you look at the width of a single lane, it is very different from the width of 6 lanes put together, which means the crossing time is of essence here. And therefore once the lanes have become wider, the crossing time is of essence. And therefore if you look at the stretch, there are some sections that are allowed for pedestrians to cross, others not. We have spoken to a lot of the users and the facilities dotted along the stretch. What they say is that they have also observed that the pedestrian crossing, which is the footbridge that has been constructed, are very much away from their places of abode. But then as we have it now, regardless of the distance, we have a safe crossing point. And what we should be doing now is that whilst we have this crossing point, let us encourage our pedestrians to use this crossing point in the interim when other, you know, remedial measures are brought to bear.
You heard the Deputy Director in charge of Research, Monitoring and Evaluation of the National Road Safety Commission, Rudolph Beckley.